parameters.
There's a reason for it, in my opinion. And the reason is this, that the horror is too much to contemplate, to confront head on. And so we evade. We evade with politesse. We evade with this grotesque anywhere, but into no longer even speak of anything but gray areas.
Why we don't even talk to each other anymore. We communicate.
Well, let's talk about communication or talking. Let's talk about the mass media. You work in the nightly news program. That goes out every night along with network programs on the other stations, communicating to millions, tens of millions of Americans. And you have a limited amount of time, John Chancellor, who writes, and others. What goes through your mind when you're sitting there having to put a story into a time capsule within the parameters of 30 seconds or 45 seconds?
I'll tell you what goes through my mind.
The judge ordered some glossy Washington. Judge Byrne angrily chided government lawyers again today for dragging their heels in producing documents leaking the Ellsberg case and Watergate. Once again, he told prosecutor David Nissen, the burden of proof is on the government to show its case against Ellsberg was not tainted by the burglary. Fred Graham, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In Washington, Colson denied ever ordering Hunt to falsify the Vietnam cables. Watergate conspirator Hunt also has testified that the CIA provided the disguises and cover identities used in the burglary of Ellsberg's psychiatrist. The New York Times reported today that John Ehrlichman asked for CIA help, and it was authorized by General Robert Cushman, then deputy CIA director, now commandant of Marines. Senator John McClellan says the committee which oversees the CIA will investigate the situation. Cushman now is visiting the Netherlands, and John Sheehan has a report.
General Cushman, visiting the Royal Dutch Marines, held newsmen at bay all day, saying he would answer their questions this evening. Instead, an aide appeared.
The first thing I would like to do would be apologize for this development.
Of any involvement in the Watergate occurrence or cover-up.
I'm sorry, but I just don't know. I have
no explanation was given.
I would like to tell you that I am well and that they are treating me well. I would like to let you know that very quickly I will be free, and that they should cease all pressure by the authorities, by the police authorities, and the Mexican authorities seeking to seeking to find me, because if they do not, this could produce a delay in my freedom.
A North Vietnamese official in Saigon today said that North Vietnam is planning to invite some relatives of deceased U.S. servicemen to view their graves in North Vietnam. State Department officials said it was an interesting idea, but on a practical level, premature. They said that North Vietnam has not yet even allowed American officials to see the graves as the ceasefire. It could mean problems for the North Vietnamese, whose Ho Chi Minh Trail to South Vietnam and Cambodia runs through Laos and has had Pathet Lao protection. Israel celebrated its 25th anniversary today with a big two-hour military parade through the streets of Jerusalem. Tom Fenton has a report.
25 years ago, there was little time for celebrating the rebirth of a Jewish state after 1,900 years of persecution and wandering. Within hours of the declaration of its founding, the State of Israel was under attack. Now, 25 years later, the mere fact of Israel's
qualify for that position or not, guy.
You need a banker.
Yeah. money man is right useful around the community. Somebody with a little money. We used to have people, you see, they would have money and they'd let you have money just at the regular rate. And it was a whole lot easier borrowing from them than it was borrowing from the bank. Did you ever borrow money from people, individuals?
Not much.
You went to the bank?
Yeah. But way back when I first started, I'd have to get an endorser, another reliable. Person to endorse for me on the back. See, but anymore. Last few times I borrowed money, I've just went in.
Yes, ma'am.
And and Lawrence, when he was down there, what I started to tell you, he went to, he wanted him a car, a little Willie's car. Boy was losing. It was financed at the commercial credit. And the commercial credit was closing in on the boy. See? And he went to the commercial credit and asked him to take over the payments, you know. And the commercial credit told him, said, no, he was just a young boy, you know. No, we're not going to finance it no more. We're going to foreclose from finance. So he called me. I said, well, I can't be down that on Saturday. I told him I'd come down Saturday and try to help him get the money to Kenora Valley Bank. I'd been in there one time before, got some bonds cashed for the oldest daughter, where she'd worked out. After she was married, she got sick, went to the hospital, and they needed the money out of the bond. She called me in. I took them down and got them cashed to Kenora Valley Bank and put them in to her credit, you see. And that's the only time I've ever been in there. Well, when I went down and went to the Kenora Valley Bank and I had to wait for it to get to the credit manager, you know. Well, when he called me, I went in and took the two boys with me, the boys were losing the cause.